Today we have five very unique vocalists in our midst: Joe Laurie, Lauren Kinnon, Kate McGarry, Theo Bleckman, and Peter Eldridge. And collectively, they call themselves Moss. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Great to have you here. I'm so excited that we get to spend this time together. I think our listeners are in for a real treat. And before we get to talking too much, because we have so many things to discuss, let's start with some music.
Well, we were going to start with a tune called Object Devotion, but we usually do this with rhythm section. So could we impose upon you to help us out a little bit with some brush action?
What do you call that thing, Keith?
Well, these are brushes, and this is actually just a brush practice pad. It's the Ed ThinkPen brush practice pad.
We're so high tech here.
It's all the rage. Yes.
Shall we? This is Object Devotion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All the little things we forgot to say.
What fun.
Yes.
Wow.
What odd, to go on the road with us fun. Odd metered fun.
Definitely yeah. some odd meters happening in there. That was a great challenge for me. Thanks for letting me play with you guys. This is great.
Something easy playing. Before coffee.
More coffee. Always needed. Well, you've been here all week doing a residency at WMU, working with students and faculty. And I think about how special this group is. Most vocal groups that I know, you know, they get together, and then because of the success of the group, then the individuals are able to venture off on their own and have their solo careers. This group, Moss, is much different. You all have these illustrious careers as leaders and collaborators with many different artists in different genres, and now you've come together, and it's a stacked team. This is an all-star team. It's a super group. I'm just curious, because of that, when you all come together to collaborate, to write music, to arrange, how does that work? I mean, I'm thinking there's five divas in the room, and there's got to be some tension at times. But, you know, just seeing you all operate in rehearsals, you all are such kind folks and such professionals. I'm guessing there's probably not a lot of that. But.
Well, the group is based on a mutual respect and a very deep friendship among all of us. So that's the baseline. So when we go into rehearsal, we actually are really giving ourselves over to the other person completely, which is the fun, because we are leaders in our own projects, in our own worlds, and then it's so great to not be the leader and be part of a group.
There's also something really neat about it. You get to see how everyone has such a different style of learning, and that is, it ends up being fine. Everyone doesn't have to have the same style or the same skill sets in order for the music to flourish. In fact, the variety of skill sets and strengths in different areas, I think, contributes to the uniqueness of the sound and to this kind of flowering that is different from what you might expect from five voices singing together.
So you've been working on some new music then?
Yes, we have.
It's exciting because, as you say, we all are sort of individual leaders and have many different things that we do. And so what's beautiful about this is, you know, we want to create. And I think that's the thing that's so robust about the five of us, is this desire to make something collectively.
Between the individual schedules, which is pretty out of control, and where we all live these days, it's close to impossible to meet. And so this was a great chance to do it. And we also, without letting any more time go by, one of the original members, Luciana Suzu, was, you know, kind of, she really was the impetus in Moss coming together in the first place. And her life, she's out in LA now and doing a lot of other stuff. So I think her life doesn't really allow her to be a part of this anymore. So she was like, kids with my blessings, you know? And, and so we were, looking for, someone to fill her, you know, her sizable shoes, and we all kind of went, well, I think we have a wonderful,
without question,
yeah. Without, I mean, yeah, we all just kind of went, oh, well, it's Joe, of course, and so Joe Lawrie jumped in for this trip, and it's we're all just
also
kind of over the moon about it,
learning all the music that some of the stuff that we already knew, she took on and learned so that she could be up to speed, and of course has done such an amazing job on
that.
And
she's learning the process, which, you know, coming into it was like one idea of thinking what she, and then the process of how it all works. And, you know, we're not precious about our process. It is what it is in any given moment, you know, whatever our, but she certainly just jumped, like I said, jumped into the deep end and went, I'm doing it, and has been a real sport about every aspect of it.
Well, the process is kind of magic, so it's very hard to imagine before you've experienced it. So it's a non-traditional process, but it's pretty magical, and I think it's probably kind of hard to describe or articulate, but it takes a lot of trust. clearly one of my strengths. not really known for that. But yeah, it's really great because you know, it requires such a loosening up and such an opening up, and you know, this is such a courageous group, I think. And I come to this as a fan of Moss. I mean, I just love the first record that, you know, with Luciana and Theo and Kate and Lauren and Peter. And I, you know, I've worn that record out. I have the T-shirt. I mean, like I said, literally I have the T-shirt. And so it's so interesting to see from the inside what it's like, because it's – and it's a total blast as well.
It's not for the squeamish, probably. Here we are.
Well, let's hear some of this new music we're talking about. What's come about this week?
Gulp.
Can we try it?
Sweet.
Do you want to do Sweet? Okay. Oh, boy. Which
one? Sweet Revenge.
Okay. So this is so new, it's terrifying, but I guess that we can say that about all of them. We kind of put this together yesterday, and I think we're going to try it in the concert. And this is a piece of mine that I had in my back pocket that I always kind of thought would be a kind of a cool possibility for Moss. So this is probably on its way, and hopefully we'll be almost there for this performance right now. So this is Sweet Revenge.
Look up, look up, look up,
So that was brand new music from Moss.
That was terrifyingly new music.
So new.
So fresh. New, it's kind of ridiculous.
Less than 24 hours
old. We need a song like that. Look up, look up. We need some levity and some light and hope in our lives. And we're so grateful that Peter brought that song, because when he played it for us, and it was the first take he played it for us, it was four separate sheets of paper, and he was a mad scientist. He was like, okay, I've got this, and it's all splayed out. You have to imagine. But, you know, as he was playing this piece and we were singing, we were all just like getting more and more choked up by it. And he was still in his mad scientist mode of like, and I've got this, and I've got this. And I think we were all kind of like, keep going, give us what you want us to do. So it really is a spirited piece, and
they were wonderful. We're sports
completely willing to go down the garden path with him on this.
Oh, it's beautiful. And we have some different sounds. We've got five vocals and piano, but Theo Bleckman is adding another element.
There's no voices. Machinery involved. It's just Theo's voice. he does that organically.
I swallowed a jam, man.
What do you have over there? What do you have?
A looper, a delay, and a harmony pedal, and a reverb. So this is my simple setup. This is my very small, throw it in my suitcase, replaceable at any time. I can buy these. If one of them breaks, I have a lot of other. I have so much equipment. A lot of it is antique now, and so I'm more careful with those.
When did you start incorporating this?
I bought the first looper in '94, and it had, I think, 10 seconds of storage. This was at the time when everything was, you know, very small and very expensive. And so for the first year and a half or 2 years, I just wrote 10-second long loop compositions just to get used to this machine and get to know what works for me and what I find interesting rhythmically and harmonically to repeat ad infinitum. So that sort of got me started, and then I used it on stage. I used it in my own work and in other people's work, more like an orchestrational tool. Not to replace anybody, but to add. I think these machines are made to replace, you know, a bass line. You know, first you do the bass, boom, ba-doom, 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 and then you add, then your job is gone.
I'm done.
And then you add some, you know, I don't use it like that most of the time. I just use it as sort of a sound painting tool, which I did in this piece, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing the sounds you get, and like you say, you're not replacing anything. I could see someone who doesn't have much talent relying on this, you know, compensating for what they don't have. I mean, you're clearly an incredible vocalist, but then to add this element to it, it really fills things out.
I always cringe when people say, "Well, you use your voice like an instrument." I really don't like that expression, because I use my voice as a voice. And the same is true for this. I'm not pretending to be anything but a voice multiplying or being altered through electronic processing. I'm not pretending to be a trombone or, you know,
right.
Except for that little trumpet solo.
That is something I'd really like to hear, though.
Well, there's another song from the first Moss CD that I've heard you do. Called Orchard, and I think there's a lot of electronics on that.
Yes,
as well.
There is. That's a piece I wrote. It's a setting of a Rumi poem, very simple, since I like very few words. I like short poems. So this is a piece of mine that incorporates more vocal landscapes.
Come to the orchard in spring. If you do not come,
That was so beautiful. I just closed my eyes the entire piece, mm-hmm. and it felt like I was traveling all over the world, and like you just took me to a different place. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Where do you go from there? Right.
Yeah, that's from the first album, which that song is part of.
The first and only.
The first, right? Far. As opposed to our right. To this day, you know, that album. What did that album came out? 2008.
Yeah.
And people still, you know, come up to I think each of us quite a bit and go, that album just kind of rocked my universe.
So some of the music that you work up this week will be on the new record.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yes. From your mouth to God's ears. Yeah. No, we're hoping.
Part
yeah.
of what the beauty of this project is we don't really have to. We're not thinking about like what's going to please the industry or what's wanted out there. We're just simply hanging out, pleasing ourselves and exploring. And it's so great to be stripped of all of that sort of psychology that comes with making music and planning a record. Everything that comes to the table, it's not judged based on, well, that doesn't really sit next to this piece. And I don't know, it's not really swingy enough or it's not really stripped down enough. Or any, we really try and, you know, just sort of let whatever's on the table be there for you to enjoy.
And we don't have time to go through everything that you all are doing. Your bios are just unbelievable and everything that you've done, everyone you've worked with. But you all have new projects out. Different types of projects. I wonder if we could just go around briefly and you could tell us about your latest project. Want to start with Joe and just go down around the circle?
Yeah, well, I have a new record that's just coming out called The Bathtub and the Sea, which is kind of a singer-songwritery record, I guess. That lovely, elusive term that says everything and nothing at all at the same time. And it's mostly originals, but also some collaborations with an amazing songwriter called Doug Womble. And a bit of a cameo by my boss, Sting, which is lovely of him to have done another guest spot on an album
and
for me.
It's an awesome song. I'm sort of obsessed with the song that they sing together.
Love it. Lauren, what do you have?
It's a great record. We're all fans of each other, so
clearly
my wall is full of all their CDs. I have a new CD paying tribute to the great Nancy Wilson and the collaborations with specifically really dug into Cannonball Adderley and George Shearing. Those records kind of rocked my world. And, you know, I've spent really my entire career writing original music and sort of defining myself as that person, both in the singer-songwriter niche and then somewhere in all the cracks of what interests me in terms of jazz and R&B and gospel and folk. And I just, you know, have had fun with three records like that. And I just really felt it was time to, I wanted to make my statement in the standard songbook. And it really was fun to go back to some of those early memories. So that's out, Asleep and Be. I'm very excited about it.
That's great. Kate?
I have a project that I'm working on that will soon be out. It's called The Subject Tonight is Love. And it's with a smaller group, a new group. My husband, Keith Gans, is a wonderful guitarist and composer and arranger. And our dear friend Gary Versace on keyboards and piano and accordion. And we just got together and we wanted to make a record that was not defined by time limits, like, okay, you've got a day in the studio and you got to make it happen. So this one was done on Pledge Music, and we raised money through fans and stuff like that, which is really awesome. And then we were able to really take our time in the studio and make the record we wanted to make. So that's coming out soon. I'm very excited about it.
I just released a CD of my own compositions and my own lyric writing, which is fairly unusual because I like a lot of music without words, but there's some lyrics I wrote on this record for ECM, and it has Ben Maunder on guitar, Chris Tordini on bass, John Hollenbeck on drums, and Shai Maestro on the piano. And it's called Elegy, and all the songs deal in a very concrete and also in a very more abstract way with the subject of death and dying, but maybe not in a sinister or grim goth kind of way, but in a more light and illuminated, hopefully, way. So that just came out a couple of months ago.
Great. Peter?
I had an album called Disappearing Day come out a year ago or so, and cover art by Theo Blackman. Mm. And I'm kind of in the throes of trying to finish up. It's recorded, but not mixed yet, and just kind of sitting in limbo for the moment. But it's a project that I did with Kenny Werner and string orchestra. And I co-wrote a musical. Title is still being debated upon. It's called The Woman in Question these days. It was called The Kiss. Soon it'll be called Klimt, the Musical. But but it's the story, which I like personally. It's the story of the painting of the kiss and a few Klimt's love of the ladies as his muse. He painted a lot of women, and he knew them all very intimately. So, and just not a period piece, but it definitely kind of lives in a particular world. So, yeah, different things going on.
Yeah, you guys are all so busy. Well, let's circle back to the CD, the Moss CD, Shadows and Light.
So we're going to jump into a piece that Luciana Souza arranged for us, for the group. This is called Shadows and Light. It's a composition by Joni Mitchell and arranged by Luciana.
Every picture has its shadows, and it has some source of light. Blindness, blindness inside. The perils of benefactors, the blessings of parasites. Blindness and sight,
threatened by all things,
devil of cruelty,
ever-present laws governing blindness, 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 blindness,
and sight.
Saying it's wrong, wrong, saying it's right.
Compelled by prescribed standards or some ideals we fight
for present laws
Well, that was gorgeous, you all. Thank you so much for blessing us with that. It's been a real treat and really just a complete joy to have you here in the studio and to have you here on the campus of Western all week. And thank you, Joe Laurie, Lauren Kinnon, Kate McGarry, Theo Blackman, and Peter Eldridge Moss. Find out what they're up to online. You can follow them on Facebook and look up their websites. Please go out and purchase their albums and support the project they're doing individually and collectively. It's a really, really special, special project you have here, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for playing with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.